Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is Double At That Podcast. My name is Marvin Harrison. I just think you're a hater. You know what it is, yeah? You know when people get too familiar with you? She doesn't clap. He slow claps me with dead eyes. What is this, man? This is a toxic relationship.
This is your fan club. What are you
Revolution.
Talking about?
My fan club.
Yeah, that's why we're all here, no?
If
yeah,
I had the French wow. in the 19th century.
If I had to manifest a fan club, there's a couple of changes I would make.
You change me?
No. For my fan club, yes.
But I'm like a stan.
No, no. There's other things I need in my fan club. You can't provide it, unfortunately. So.
Maybe he's I should be faithful. Not thankful for that.
We're joined today by Franklin Boateng. Thank you so much for coming.
No, thank you.
That's the big clap.
We have. Oh, okay. Are you done?
A little.
Okay. We have Charlotte Stavrou. How are you doing?
Thanks, guys.
We have Darwood. Good gracious, Grace. You still coming yourself? Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Fine.
And we have Romantha Botta. How are you doing? Thank you so much for joining us. Look, I'm going to be honest. Some of us are influencers in the room, and one of us has an influencer agency.
One of us is an award. Well, both two of us are award-winning influencers.
Who's the other one? Sorry, wait, hold on.
It's like Spider-Man. Award-winning
influencer. Well, what did you win?
Business Spider-Man influencer meme. Of the year.
Oh, that's in business.
Boutique
oh,
influencer
business.
Marketing agency of the year.
Really? Congratulations. How much did you pay for that one?
Zero. Because I earn my awards, Marvin. How much did you pay for yours?
Wow.
Yes. It's going to be heated today. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It is. It's all right. That's cool. I bench. It's fine. Don't worry. I'm strong.
So do I. I'm quite strong.
Are you?
Yeah.
I've heard this story. Because there's a couple of people. So some of your clients that you've worked with.
Yeah.
We've had conversations about some of the one-on-ones, like the Zoom calls you've had with people and how you conduct yourself. They always just say you're very to the point and very direct.
Oh, if we're going to say that, I'm really strong. No, they, I was like,
yeah, I was waiting for the arm wrestling.
No.
Yeah, I was like, I don't remember any of that.
Because of my broadcasting skills, what I did is I led her out and then didn't deliver. That's the whole point. It's a bit of a misleading. But many people love working in your agency.
Darwood,
just
check it out. So passive aggressive.
It's chaos.
Can I just be me in peace? I feel like I'm being attacked. Now I have to go home and ask my mum, am I okay? But I've heard amazing things about your agency and people really enjoy working with you still. Huh. And you were an influencer for a little bit. What happened?
Yeah, well, I technically... What happened?
You're a person of...
I technically am still an influencer, but I started out as an influencer in 2010.
What in what realm? What was the...
Beauty and fashion. Mm. I did a lot of hair care, natural hair, journey vibes. And then I started working in social media in 2012. Mm. And then that went into influencer marketing in 2014. And then... have just straddled both for the entire time, but the last year I haven't really done anything influencer related. I don't really do that much paid work at the moment.
Is that intentional or because it's a bit cold outside, or because
no, I just haven't had the time.
Do you need some tips?
Yeah, if you could give me some tips, strategy would be really.
So what are you currently doing?
So I run an influencer agency. God, Marvin's come with fire today.
In his defense, you started it.
I know. I came with love and admiration, actually. So yeah, but that sounds really dope. So what? So in terms of like your this is
just not serious. It's not professional.
You know, people would be like, "Oh, what do you do?" Clearly, not very much. So in terms of for yourself, and like you mentioned something earlier about all of us are influencers, and we there is this kind of snobbery around like I'm an influencer, I'm not an influencer. What is your view on it? Because all of us here have stuff online and online presence.
So the industry is influencer marketing. So I run an influencer marketing agency. We manage talent, influencers, people of influence. And we run influencer marketing campaigns. But like that campaign could be with a charity looking for activists and you're doing a click here to sign the petition. That person has an influence. They're an in my opinion, and majority of our industry, you are an influencer. So you could be a celebrity, you could be an influencer. You could be a content creator who just specifically makes content online. You can be an influencer. That could be on YouTube. That could be on Twitch. That could be on a blog. Like, it could be anywhere. Now we're seeing a lot of celebrities go into influencer marketing, which is different to celebrity marketing, I would say. But they're starting to do paid ads like many other content creators. So it's become really kind of merged. It's a gray area. There's no like clear line of like who's an influencer and who's a celebrity or who's a person of influence, because you can be a founder. Like, we get loads of gigs as founders that are just like, can you promote this B2B product, like BT internet, Vodafone phone lines, whatever it might be, Apple. But you're still an influencer because that's the industry. So there's this weird thing, like people are like, I'm not an influencer. And I hear people say it with such like a high level of like snobbery, like influencers, but you're being paid.
Yeah, true. I quickly want to do a tame trick because I have a question after. Quick, you can't think about it. What's the first word, what's the first thing you think of when you hear the word influencer? Go.
Oh, I have a visual thing first rather than a word. I don't have it. It's a visual. It's a visual of someone taking selfies of their food and their outfits in the middle of Kensington High Street in the middle of the day with a friend doing it, a bit like excessively.
I think of myself.
Yes. Boobs.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
You said think of the first thing.
This guy's on OnlyFans.
He wants
the
to
reason I say yeah. The reason I asked that is because I feel like the word you said, the word influencer, has become such a swear word. It's such a disrespect to call someone an influencer these days. But what do you find? Do you find that people just, they hear influencer and they're like, oh. They hear that. They hear taking pictures of, ooh, I'm in the Spotify studio as well.
Do you know what I find? I find everyone has something to say about it until they become it themselves. And then they're like, I never said that. I saw
give me the money. Exactly. Of course I never said that.
An influencer that I follow posted on Threads the other day a bit of a like backhand at the journalism industry, and basically was like, everyone was laughing at me when I started my blog. I think she used to be a journalist. And now all the journos that she knows starting Substacks or their own blogs. Mm. And she's like, oh, where are the laughs now? Mm. And I loved it because that's the influencer game. It's like we're built to dislike them because if we go way back to 2010, 2009, when they kind of, well, when we started appearing, we didn't exist before. So it was journalists getting invites to review products, to sit on the front row of Fashion Week and all that stuff. And then all of a sudden, influencers became a thing. And at the time, influencer wasn't a word. So that they were bloggers, they were YouTubers, vloggers maybe. They were invited and they started taking the spaces of these journalists. And journalists were really mean about them. Yeah, and the Daily Mail
as
had
a former journalist, yes.
Yeah, it's true.
So
and
basically,
like,
it's just snarky.
It is. Yeah. It's just, it's a bit of like people not understanding the return on investment that influencers can bring. It's also not it's just a bit of snobbery and just maybe sometimes jealousy of like, you do what I used to do. Like, how come you get to go to a hotel and get a free stay now and I'm not of interest?
But don't you think that historically, because I have a friend who used to work in, she's a publicist historically, and when I first met her, which was in 2005, six maybe, it was really credible to be behind the scenes. Mm. And actually, that was like a very different realm to being in front of the camera. But anything in front meant you genuinely had a talent of some sort. Being famous wasn't necessarily a talent until the Kardashian movement. There was bits before, but the Kardashians are inherently commoditized just being famous. Mm. And so it's such a new, young world anyway.
Yeah.
That actually, it probably does take an element of rejection before people just be like, well, everyone has a, now it's personal brand. I'm not an influencer, but I have a personal brand.
Yeah.
And it's just another way of saying the same thing. And I think a lot of the shame is that they want to be respected for their talent or skill, not just someone who takes great pictures, which actually is a skill.
It is a massive skill.
It is a skill itself.
I just think, do what you want to do. I hear the snobbery and imagine, like, I run an agency built on it. So when I'm sometimes I choose every now and again, if I meet people, I'm like, I run a marketing agency, or sometimes I'll say influencer marketing. But sometimes I know that certain people won't know what influencer marketing is. There's a certain age demographic that they don't understand that, and that's fine. And I can explain it, but I know what the reaction is, but I also don't care because I have been doing this for 14 years and I've built a career from it. I have seen.
What did you start when you were like three?
Yeah. I started in the womb. but I've seen people buy houses, but build their own businesses off the back of this, you know, really building themselves up, coming from nothing. I've got friends and people in my network that literally were like, had nothing, like sharing one bed apartments with their, you know, their parents, and then now have bought their parents a house and themselves a house and, you know, gives to the economy and pays their taxes. And it's all because they post pictures on the internet.
Do young people view it with the same lens that older people?
I'm a bit worried about this. So young people are really loving the influencer space at the moment and everyone wants to be an influencer. So
it's a real viable thing.
It is. But at the same time, we also need other, we need like doctors, we need plumbers, we need electricians. We need things that are jobs that keep the world going. And influencers can't do that, unfortunately. So I do worry about how many influencers there are. And that's something I'm thinking about. But I think it's always good to know options of other ways to make income. And it doesn't, being an influencer, you don't always have to post pictures on the internet. There's lots of things that you can do outside of brand partnerships. So yeah, it's something that I'm kind of thinking about a lot as my nieces and nephew are getting older and I'm hearing what's coming out of school and they want to be on TikTok. And I'm kind of like, oh, I don't know how I feel about that. But I obviously run an agency that pushes that. So I'm just trying to like figure out internally.
I remember I used to be a security guard, the worst one ever. If you came into a store I was working in, you could steal, because I'm like, there's a reason why you're taking that thing. Like, I they're not paying me enough. But when I started, it was like £16 an hour to hire and whatnot. Then they basically made it easier to be a security guard with the SIA badges. And it went from 16 to like £8 an hour.
Oh, man.
That's when I was out.
Wow.
Because it's like, yeah, I don't want to be lazy for £8. I'd rather be lazy for
£16. £16, that was good.
Isn't it? Excellent. Yeah. It's excellent.
Franklin, you called yourself an influencer.
Yeah, 100%. But I mean, I'm actually an offline influencer as well. And what I mean by that is a lot of things that are happening now, I was doing that actually in the streets, like nice trainers and jackets, Averitts. Like I was doing that in the streets and people used to look at me in the streets and be like, oh, wow, I need to get that. Do you know what I mean? So when I kind of joined Instagram and became the king of trainers,
people, is that how it went that way around?
Yeah, it was street stuff. I mean, my king of trainers story is actually from the 80s.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah.
So I was influencing in this, like, in that realm before I came on.
Yeah. Because I heard, as I said, I heard about you ages ago.
Yeah. So when it came onto social media, and then people then attached that title to me, I was like, okay, yeah, I am, but I'm more kind of influence because I've been doing it for so long, you know. But I had to kind of adapt to that, the new age, and I'm, you know. I wouldn't say I'm an old man, but I'm a bit older than a lot of these.
An OG influencer,
yeah. But I love it.
Yeah,
I love it.
Because you kind of came into that realm. So you've got your Robert Brookses.
Yes,
you've got
exactly.
Your,
yeah.
Kish Cash.
Yeah.
And whatnot. And they're like the OGs, but you're right there.
This is it.
Mm. And the younger thing.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah. And I teach social media as well. And I teach. Mm. So I basically have done audio books about, you know, I've actually got an audiobook called How to Get Free Stuff from Brands. and people were like, what? You got the audacity to tell people how to do it. Like, I'm like, yeah, of course. Because I love it. I love it, man.
I didn't know that was a thing until Mimi Fresh.
Yeah, yeah.
And Tembi from Adidas.
Yeah.
Like, they were giving away stuff. And I remember one time I went to Adidas and Tembi gave me just like so many stuff, much stuff.
You're like, whoa.
But I stopped by A-Side's house because he lived on my way
Night,
home.
Yeah, he's
and
Night.
He
he's
just like, started to work for Night and he was like, yeah, we're not doing that. Like literally just, and I feel like I stopped so many people from getting Nikes.
Maybe.
I stayed up to A-Side's
Maybe.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.